Welcome to the show.
You okay?
No.
That rhymed. You're on a roll today.
I am.
Whew. You know, what happened?
So Steve brought us, what are those?
Grapes?
No, they're a special kind of grapes. I feel like they're called champagne grapes. I really do.
Oh, okay.
We were at a farmer's market this last weekend, and they were like selling stuff like that.
So you just drank on the job?
That's what they're called.
Right, champagne. We all know it's in champagne.
Yeah, I know, but those are just the grapes.
HR! I'm telling.
Will you stop it? It's way too early for this. Plus, I've been drinking champagne grapes. So, Steve brought in these little mini grape thingies. Man, you shouldn't eat grapes early in the morning, especially if you brush your teeth.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I warned you.
Oh.
I feel like I stretched a neck muscle with it being so sour.
Yeah, dude. Remember, like, when you were a kid and those, like, warhead candies and all that?
And then the warheads were difficult, but now I don't think they're difficult to, like, you know, get through.
That was difficult.
But the fireballs or the atomic balls.
Okay.
Do you know what they are? They're like those red.
Yeah, like the cinnamon fire things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those I still have a hard time. I feel like my mouth is just going to catch
fire.
That's because
it's chemically hot. It's not like green chili where
it's
natural. That's
not good. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's
chemically hot. It's not like there's green chili in it or like cayenne pepper.
It's a real bomb inside candy.
Yeah.
Slowly exploding
yourself.
Inside my mouth.
Dude, seriously, I can't open my right eyeball.
Here, just try it. Try it. Yeah.
Nope. It hurts. Like, just the... Whoo! Well, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's already 6:11.
It is. It is. And it is Thursday. We're going to have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project with us this morning talking about... he's calling us on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I got that text message last night.
That's okay.
So...
That's cool.
For the information.
The info.
The info.
He's going to be texting us this morning, and we'll just read his texts on air.
He wants us to say,
"Yeah,
hey, guys."
How weird would that be, an interview? Hey, man, sorry, I really don't have time, but if you text me questions, I'll text you answers.
I'm just waiting for a response.
Yeah. I texted him. I don't know what's going on.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Amazing. So we got that. We've got some music for you, as always. And
Other things.
Other things.
Other
fun things. Waking up. Dude, we are in the process of remodeling because we're having a new baby.
Yeah.
And so I had to move everything out of one of the rooms because we're putting in new carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's dust in there. I feel awful.
I think you're just over-exaggerating.
No, you know, like, when stuff's dusty, and then you, like when you go to the old, like, libraries where Indiana Jones goes, and there's, like, skeletons, and everything's really dusty, and then your nose
hurts.
Oh,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. It was like the last time I was on an archaeological dig in Italy.
Of course.
But, you know.
Was that big
ball there? The Illuminati was chasing us.
Oh.
It was crazy.
Yeah. I know. Maybe you should just be careful. Start taking your vitamins.
Yeah.
Those work.
Really, though?
Yeah.
My wife takes something that's like...
it's like an all-natural thing.
Yeah. That's basically like, hey, here's all your fruits and vegetables that you need for a week in a little...
Capsule
thing. And
maybe you
should
take
real.
That.
And I don't know. She wants me. It's expensive, and that's how they get you. Because once you're on it, when you stop taking it, you're like, oh, I feel terrible. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? So if you just never start taking them to begin with, you don't get suckered into like $30 bottles of stupidity.
You only get sick every other week, though.
That's true. I do. I'm so unhealthy.
I know. You really are. Yeah, today isn't starting out well. On my way here, I really wanted to put on chapstick, but all I had was lip gloss, and so I put on like half an inch thick of lip gloss.
Oh, gross.
And I realized, this isn't good. I'm being in front of a microphone, so I had to go and wipe it all off.
Oh, okay.
That's just how my day started.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm having issues.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, I feel like it's worse than Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's the day before Friday. It's supposed to get you excited.
But it's not yet Friday.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Well, that song just ends.
It sure does.
That would be Quiet Science, A Dying Breed right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
I can't find any tissues.
You're sounding sick, too.
6:22. It is Thursday morning. Steve O and Mitch.
How you doing?
You know, awesome.
Awesome?
I'm doing quite awesome.
You're going to be okay?
I'm going to.
Are you
I'm going
sure?
to. I'm not a fan of dust.
Right.
Yesterday we were moving a bunch of stuff at our house and dust everywhere and...
Allergens.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
The gins of aller?
Yeah, it's like 1,000 flowers blooming in your home, but it's all just dirt.
So is it like old flower pollen
yeah.
or something? That's what dust is?
Well, no, I don't know.
Help me!
I don't know if that's what old dust is. I don't think so.
What's the difference between old dust and new dust?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Gungor.
Stever. Hey.
Aww.
Thanks, man.
Don't do that right now.
I won't. No. I'll wait. Till right now.
Tissue in hand. No, please don't. Oh, my gosh. You're so gross. Oh, you are so disgusting.
Oh, it's like it's
don't
coming
look
out
at
clear,
it.
Though. It's coming
oh
out clear.
Oh, my gosh. You are so gross. Oh, you're nasty.
It's like stuffed up. Oh, no, it's coming out. Okay.
Oh, my
Here.
Gosh. I'm plugging. No.
You're
I'm
near the trash. Will you throw that away from
no,
me?
No, I can't.
Can you,
no.
Can you throw that away from me?
Uh-uh.
I'm just going to shoot it over your. Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool. Right on.
You are disgusting.
6:23 now. Welcome to Static Radio. And, yeah.
Someone bring me some vitamins right now. I need to take 10.
This is going to be my day today.
Okay.
Because I have to push all that stuff out. So I'm constantly just going to be blowing my nose because I think that's how you do it, right?
Can you just go
or
home?
Or I could just and just like swallow it.
You are being disgusting right now. This is illegal. I'm going to call someone and report you.
Dude.
Everything you're doing is illegal.
It could be worse. Come on. Is your job really that bad?
No, actually.
Your job's pretty amazing.
It's not even on the list of top 10 unhappiest jobs in America.
Really?
Yeah. So I found this list, and
okay.
we're not on there.
We
so
aren't?
That's good. But
it's about to be on there?
I'm about to report everything
know,
that just
dude.
Happened to me.
You should. I'm telling you, there's nothing I can do today.
But I did find this list, and let me tell you, number 10 is maintenance supervisor. I'm seeing all of these, and it just sounds like they're all high stress. And
high stress?
Yeah. So number 10, maintenance supervisor.
I can't get... Hold on.
Oh, you are disgusting.
Is it considered picking your nose if you're using a tissue over it?
Yeah, especially...
Like a covering?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at that.
I can't. Please go away.
I can't help it.
Please go away.
That's how I do.
Okay. You're so gross.
Do I have anything in my nose?
I don't know.
Okay. Come on, you're my friend. You have
no,
to tell me.
We're not,
you have to tell me.
We're not that good of friends.
What if we have guests in studio?
Oh, then I'll just let you deal.
Hey, Steve, do I have anything in my nose?
Good.
Looks good? All right, good. Thanks, man. See? That's what you're supposed to do, Mitch.
Someone help me.
You're my wingman, woman.
Someone help me.
You're my wing woman.
No.
You're my co-host.
I don't want to be this anymore. This wasn't in the contract. I didn't sign any papers that said I had to do this.
By the way, 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Yeah.
Welcome to Static Radio.
All the people are going to be like, Michelle, why didn't Mitch, why didn't you help out?
Yeah.
They're all going to be guys.
Yeah.
Because
you're supposed to help me out, bro.
Gross.
Whatever. So top 10 unhappiest jobs, and your job isn't on there, which is good.
Well, I'm about to put it on there. It's going to be number 0, meaning the craziest.
Countdown to zero. Top 11 unhappiest jobs.
Yeah, so maintenance supervisor, we have marketing director.
Wait, why are these unhappy jobs?
I think there's all really high stress.
That's it? There's no like list of why?
Yeah, well, let's see. A website called Career Bliss just released this list based on everything from salary to work environment to company culture. A security guard came in as the most miserable.
Huh.
Nurses were second and teachers came in third. The rest of the list is filled with middle manager jobs, mainly in marketing.
Okay.
So it's like they're filled with so much stress because they have to like make the boss happy, but then they have to direct people under them to make the boss happy, and so they get all the yelling at if what the people below them aren't doing.
You're good at explaining things.
Is bad. They're just is not doing well. The thing is, I'm not a middle manager. I'm just the person at the bottom.
This is true.
I'm the person at the bottom. Wait. I'm like, why'd you get so mad?
So would that be me? Because I'm like kind of a supervisor, but not really.
Yeah, like the other day you came into the DJ meeting and you're like, everybody sit down. I got to read this.
Oh, yeah. Because it came from upper management.
It came from upper management, and you practically, like, screamed at us and told us to never mess up ever again.
That's true. That really happened.
And so all I know is that Celeste and I walked out in tears.
Yeah. Celeste cried a lot.
Will just sat in a corner.
Yeah.
Like, he just
put a hood on and just started shuddering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it was awful.
Adri plotted your
demise. It's not cool.
but
it wasn't me. I'm just a messenger. You can't shoot the messenger.
Right.
I'm just middle management.
So your job is mostly stressful?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, drink your
coffee. About right.
So maintenance supervisor, marketing director, director of sales, marketing manager, program manager, product manager, sales engineer, and then teacher is number 3, 2 is registered nurse, and 1 is security guard.
Wow.
And security guard... That sounds, I don't know, like...
That would suck.
Yeah, well, because...
That'd be hard work.
Especially because it's like, oh, my life is just on the line every day. And
it's overnight, and it's somebody's like... Or, see, that's funny. I wasn't thinking life on the line. I was thinking boredom at, like, a car lot where it's like you're by yourself.
That's true.
Just bored out of your mind. Static!
Hey, just because I'm on the evening shift doesn't mean that I don't listen to the morning show. Don't cry, flies! I would not cry.
I was crying too. It's okay,
it's
Celeste.
It's okay, Celeste. It's
maybe
okay.
On the inside a little bit, but outwardly, no tears were shed. I just wanted to clear the record for the world.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Who is this? Hang up. I'm just kidding.
Sweet.
Jerk.
Thanks for the call.
That's disgusting. I just
want to
tell you that. Okay,
isn't he gross?
Right, okay. Hey, no teaming up.
No,
I have the control.
Disgusting.
I have the control.
Right.
I shouldn't have hung up because she's going to cry again. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry about him.
I just took a bow because that was the end of acting. It was good.
Well, was that
it's exciting? Called Theater of the Mind, Celeste. Man.
Theater of the Mind. I think that's called schizophrenia.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, man. 39 thoughts for you now, which is what I'm having at this particular moment.
Which means you're not drinking Dr. Pepper because it's only 23 flavors.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yeah!
You okay?
Sleepwalking, I am. The conversations we have in the morning before everybody gets here when it's just us and Stever.
Stever is really artsy.
Yes.
And he likes to take pictures and then show them to us.
If you want to follow somebody awesome on Instagram,
it'd
you go
him.
Find Steve Ryman.
You will never see a picture of you might see a picture of like an animal, but no babies.
Dude. Speaking of coworkers, we've already had one call in.
Yes.
Whining away.
Oh, now she's going to call in again, and you're going to get it, and I'm going to say you deserve it.
We've had another one sharing all of his photos. We're like a sitcom, really. I found a list of disturbing office stats that made me really sad, actually.
Oh, no.
And or happy that I work where I work.
Okay.
You were mentioning the unhappiest jobs, you know, top 10 unhappiest jobs.
Mostly middleman jobs, but also high-stress jobs, like being a teacher, because you're one person with, like, 24 kids.
Yeah, and you don't really get paid a whole lot, let's be honest.
Aww.
It's kind of not cool. RNs, pretty stressful as well, registered nurses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was number 2. That's number 2.
Yeah, number 2 and number 1 were security guards.
Right.
Which probably you're right from loneliness.
Maybe.
Because
boredom.
They just sit in their car all night and
okay, make sure nobody breaks into this car lot that nobody's ever going to break into. Okay.
I'll be right here.
Just going to
sit around.
Or like our neighborhood, we have security. Like
really?
Security yeah, we have like neighborhood watch type thing.
I didn't know that.
Dude in a little security thing with the little orange light thing that goes woo. But it's you know,
does it make it safer?
That's what he does. He drives around our neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We don't have that in our neighborhood.
No. You should get that.
It'll just be me.
Although it's normally like, you know, in the front yard, like watering the roses or whatever I'm doing. And then he drives by. Hey. And so that's it. I mean, you know, he just drives around. So I'm wondering if it's like, Whenever there's situations where it's like, oh, there's some, man, chaos at the park today.
And would you get out of the car and address it, or would you just hit them with your car?
Oh, wow. I'm thinking you'd have to get out of the car and address it, because hitting people with cars are illegal, Mitch, and frowned upon in this establishment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a security guard.
Yeah. Some disturbing office statistics. Check this out. 1/4 of office staff claims they hate their workmates. 25% of people surveyed.
I feel so unloved right now.
1/4. There's 4 of us in this building.
One of
currently.
Us. One of us
you,
hates
me,
each other.
You know.
One of us hates rhymes. Everyone.
One of us is stewing and brewing and plotting demises.
Not it.
Not it.
Must be Stever.
Must be.
Okay.
33% have even quit a job to escape coworkers.
Huh.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You raised your hand. There's a webcam. You've left a job because you hated your coworkers?
Not hated.
Hate's a strong word.
No, I didn't hate. That's what that
you
survey said.
Quit your job to escape them.
Survey says, ding.
Yes. Nearly 3/4 gossip about their colleagues.
Oh, that's stressful.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's how I feel. That's why I feel so stressed out.
What are you saying about me?
No, Aiden, I don't know.
What's you saying about me?
Nothing. We're just talking. We're just talking. There's 4 of us in here. 3/4 of us are gossiping, so you're the odd one out. Sorry.
So
it's not our fault.
I'm not gossiping. Yeah. I'm the one that's everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm so out of the politics.
I mean, let's be honest. The glasses, the attire today. I mean, you just feed us ammo daily.
The next one.
1/3 of office workers refuse to socialize with their workmates.
Okay.
I can't think of... See, we work in a great place. I can't think of anybody who would fit this description. More than 1 in 10 has sneaky email or text chats about their colleagues while on the clock.
That's really funny and not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And about 20% of people said that their boss is actually the main cause of workplace tension.
Well, that explains everything.
No, it kind of does. Kind of does.
No.
Like middle management boss, and that's why. See, and on the flip side, then you see the unhappiest jobs, and it's usually middle management positions.
Yeah.
Because they're stressed out, because they're just trying to do their job, and they got all their coworkers.
But they have to depend on the coworkers.
Gossiping away.
Gossiping away.
About them.
Hate 1/4 of everyone, hating everyone.
Yeah.
So.
At least according to a survey. Of course, according to another survey that we read about recently, 92% of people don't believe anything they read on the internet.
I think that was 98%.
Was it 98%? Yeah. Something like that.
So that's like 2% of people that believe anything.
Survey says, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Can we talk?
Yeah.
I need help.
Oh, no. What's going on, man?
I don't know. I'm a middle manager.
You are a middle manager.
You're both middle managers.
Yeah.
I'm not really a middle manager. I'm like a lower rung. What would that be called?
Awesome.
Hey, thank you. I'm a minion.
You're a minion?
Kind of, yeah.
Less stressed out
but I'm,
manager?
I'm minion first class.
Oh, see, I'm minion third.
No.
Second.
No, you're just
class.
A minion. Oh. No, you don't have any position here. You're just a minion.
Then why do you get first class?
Because I'm first minion.
Who's second? Third? Fourth?
There are no seconds and thirds and fourths. You guys are all just minions. I'm just first minion. And Stever's middle management. So he's the one with the stressful job.
But what? Where am I?
I'm minion first class.
Okay.
You're nothing but a minion.
Well, I'm unimportant. I'm expendable. Like, I should be in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of block the stress so it doesn't get to you.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes the brunt of the stuff.
It is an awesome place to be, though. So, see, I never have anything to block.
This is true. Yeah, we kind of have awesome jobs, so
yeah. This
place is pretty rad. Reading all the stuff about like jobs and the surveys, I'm like, we're blessed.
The only time I get really stressed out here is when someone heats up something gross in the microwave.
Yeah, that's
like,
stupid.
I'm
that's
like,
a
really?
Small complaint.
You wanted fish? Fish? Who did that? Or who burned the popcorn again? Like, that's really all I have to complain about.
Yeah, I mean, really. What else is there? You get up pretty early.
Yeah, I'm a morning person.
You know what? We're going to do something opposite. It seems like there's surveys about the unhappiest jobs and what people hate about their job, what bothers people the most in their job. That's what you see on the internet mostly right now, you know, with the surveys. So we want to know, what's the best part about your job? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Why do you love your job? Why do you love your job, Mitch?
I love my job because I get to meet so many people.
But we're stuck in the studio. You never really meet
anybody.
I get
to talk to so many people.
Stupid answer.
But
I'm just kidding.
My best part of the best part of my job is you.
Hey, woo!
That was not right.
Oh, that was sarcasm.
Because you were just so mean to me just now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. You were being a servant, though. You were, you know, turning the other cheek. You were being love.
Yeah. See.
There you go.
The best part of my job is me.
That. Wow.
No, there's so many good parts about my job. I don't know.
I know. We have really rad jobs, so we don't really count. So what's the best part about your job? 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break. We got some Family Force 5. We got a culture shock, actually, from the Bravery on the way back.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
It's called Believe.
It's called Believe. And the lyrics talk about, you know, giving us something to believe in, because every single one of us, you know, Ecclesiastes says that God has written eternity in our hearts. We all strive, we all desire, I should say, something to believe in.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah. Fan of that. We'll do that. We got some Family Force 5. We got your Facebook comments and your phone calls on the way back. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Grace that brought me to the fold of God. Citizens in Tenderness, just before 7 o'clock now. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
Just taking a jet ride plane cruise.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. To the 90s. Yeah.
Right. No, stop it. You're like, you get way too into that.
My fire.
No, you missed it. My fire. The one. There you go.
You have to be so angry.
Desire. Go ahead. Feel free.
When I say...
Okay, never mind.
I want it.
No, let's take it back to the 90s for real.
Way. Oh, no.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey,
hanging out.
Hey.
Hey, we're talking about all these surveys recently that have been like, I hate my coworkers.
So many surveys.
My job's the worst.
My life sucks.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird, because at this point, I'm just pretty well stoked that I have a job.
Yes.
That I can provide for my family.
Exactly. It's so difficult for people to get jobs. I'm not complaining, and I have fun here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you guys went out yesterday, broadcasted live out on 7 Bar Loop, and where you were?
Of course.
That place?
Yeah.
And.
Across from the mall.
Yeah,
that's
you
where we were.
Right across from the giant mall.
The giant mall.
Which actually is that's not really the giant mall. Well, I feel like they're building what could
let's
become
see.
The giant
right
mall.
Across from the nicer mall.
The newest mall.
The newest mall.
That doesn't make it the nice. That just means it's the new. That's
no,
why
like,
the west
nice,
side's like that.
They're welcoming.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. So you guys are going to be out next Thursday.
Next Thursday we'll be at UNM.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Hanging out by the duck pond for back to school days.
Yeah, we'll be blasting music.
Yeah, that's right.
And hopefully, cross your fingers, we'll have the new static paper in hand.
Oh, that would be awesome!
Hopefully.
Before
it gets to anybody else, we'll have it, hopefully, there.
Crossing fingers?
Crossing fingers.
What does that really do?
Makes it to where it's okay to lie.
Where did... But really, like, where did that come from?
I don't know. It's so weird. Cross your fingers. Okay.
Now what?
Cross your toes. I don't know what that does.
Okay. Yeah. So, fingers crossed. We'll have the static paper next week, but we will also be hanging out.
Yeah.
You and Celeste broadcasting?
Yes, we'll be
rocking it
near the college age renovate table, college age ministry.
Oh, you'll see the huge gazebo. The static gazebo is going to be out.
Yes, we haven't set that up recently.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm excited.
Going to be out hanging out there and doing sticker stops every single week. Next week, back to school days on UNM campus. We get to be on the campus of the university here, so I'm excited.
From, I think, the time 12 to 2?
12 to 2.
2 hours. That's 2 hours to stop by and
That's
say hello.
Twice as long to bother Celeste and Mitch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pretty much. How was it yesterday?
It was fun. It was really fun. We had a lot of people. A girl brought her dogs. So
nice.
It was like park time because we were in the grass.
Yeah.
And so we're just petting dogs and saying hello.
Hey, dog.
What's up, dog?
Dog?
Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about something coming up, but facebook.com/mystaticradio. I know we had thoughts, comments, ideas about life and jobs and what you loved about it, but we got to take care of this.
Okay, you should do that because it's legal.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's 7 o'clock, so we got to do that. We're also going to play some His Legacy coming up. One way a video store owner is getting her money back. You know when people rent things and they don't get them back right away and late fees and most people just go, meh, and don't care?
A video store owner?
A video store owner has taken extreme measures to shame people in an interesting way.
Uh-oh.
To get money back. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also some music from His Legacy. It's Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. MXPX Far Away right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 7:07 now.
Stop screaming.
You know what? I just learned some sad news. My very own co-host on the morning show, Mitch, doesn't even follow me on Instagram. That's kind of messed up, bro. We're talking about, like, co-workers this morning and, you know.
But it's not loading.
Best parts about our job or things that we don't like about our job. You don't have to tell me anymore because now I know your least favorite part of your job. You don't even follow me on Instagram.
Maybe I just post really terrible pictures.
Wow.
No, but here's the thing.
Stever.
Hey.
I follow you.
Hi. No, I'm not listening to you anymore.
Hey, I meant to tell you the other day, really cute pictures of you and the kids making cookies.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for being a real friend and following me on Instagram noticing my life.
You made cookies.
Yeah, man. We made cookies. It was great. We went to a place and they taught them how to make Marvel superhero cookies and they decorated them. Oh man.
You posted pictures?
You could check all the photos out on my Instagram if you were my real friend. But since you're just a coworker now, you've been labeled coworker status. So this is going to be a little odd on the morning show now.
It's just not loading. I don't understand.
I just posted an interesting photo of our neighbor here to these parts in our studio. Caught a nice little shot of him and risked my life.
I think you're a stalker.
Risked my life.
I think you're a stalker.
To take a photo of this neighbor.
It's not working.
Almost killed me.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's okay. That's okay. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We were talking about a bunch of surveys in the news this morning. It was like, hey, 50% of people hate their coworkers and all these stats about people not liking their coworkers or why they have the worst job in the world and everybody complaining. So we thought, let's flip the script and actually say nice things.
Okay.
Why do you love your job? I mean, obviously it's not because of me since you don't even follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
But there are some reasons why you enjoy your job.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Oh, okay. I think something is about to explode.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what to say now because I do follow you on Instagram. It's
whatever.
Just not loading.
No, that's cool.
And I
don't care. You know who follows me on Instagram? My family. They love me.
Your family?
Yeah, I don't need coworker love. Oh. I have family love.
Okay, good.
Static.
Man, you guys need some love going on there.
I know, he's being so mean.
I'm sorry, Mitch.
You know, it's like when you find out your friends in real life aren't really your friends on Instagram. Does that mean they're not really your friends or they just don't think your life's interesting, but they're really your friend and they're man enough to say, hey, I don't follow you, bro.
I have no idea what Instagram is, Steve, so I'm like, okay.
It's my Facebook because I refuse to get on Facebook.
I don't do Facebook. My wife does, like, our joint married Facebook account from her cell phone. So, I don't even know how to work that either.
There you go.
But, you know, it's the jobs, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's the best part about your job?
Well, check this out. Like, I had a gnarly dirt bike accident. And I almost lost my right leg from it.
Dude!
And it caused me to lose my job in the oil field. I was working on oil rigs. And I started going to school and I was kind of struggling and, you know, getting my walk with the Lord back. And I had gotten offered a really awesome job at a company in Albuquerque. And one of the great things about my job, this place where I'm working at, is that one of the guys who I work with, he's that guy who actually got me the job. I go to church with him, and we get to pray every day as much as we want.
Nice.
That's cool.
You know, it's a smaller company, and we get to take the time to pray, and they're a family-oriented company. And so, I mean, having the ability to have a brother in the Lord that I can be accountable to and with and pray with when, you know, both of us are struggling. Or
especially at your job, man.
Yeah.
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 It makes the work week so much better. And I just thought about, you know what, man, there's so many people out there that don't have a Christian or brother or sister in the Lord that they can stop and pray with at their work. But I would encourage people to reach out to those around them, because, you know what, sometimes you have Christians at your workplace that are just waiting for an opportunity to kind of flower, so to speak, you know.
Well, yeah, and the crazy thing is, I mean, even working here in ministry, sometimes it's tough because people are on guard almost. It's like, okay, hey, we work in ministry, so we got to put on our happy faces, and we can't ever have problems. And hey, man, do you need prayer? No, need prayer? What are you talking about? I work in ministry. Everything's always perfect, you know. And so,
and that's what's hard, man, is that you get the kind of corny answer sometimes from people. It's the casual, oh, I'm blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's like sometimes you just want to hear people say, life sucks right now.
Yeah, dude. Life sucks, but God is good. So fighting through it, but yeah.
That's what I love about my job, man, is I'm able to meet with the Lord as a coworker and grow together with him. And so it's just awesome, man.
That is legit,
seriously,
right there.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So. Thanks for the call, man.
Sorry that Mitch doesn't follow you on Twitter.
Face, yeah, man.
Face or whatever.
Face-to-gramster. Face-to-gramster. Yeah. So right on, man. Thanks.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. He brings up a great point about work, man. I'm telling you, to have somebody like that, because it is tough, even in ministry, that doesn't mean you're always going to be like, hey, everybody.
We're still people.
Yeah. Here's what's going in my life always. Let's all pray together. Yay. Kumbaya. It doesn't really happen a lot.
But okay, as the former receptionist, I would always ask, how are you doing today? And sometimes I got a real answer.
Which is good.
Which is really good, but it always took me by surprise.
Right, right. Because you're like, used to like, oh, great. Queens Club Legendary right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
You okay?
No.
Okay.
Our awesome...
Our board is amazing. If you want to donate, go to mystaticradio.com, hit that donate button, and that'll really help us out.
Yep, Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. We've seen way too many stories this morning about why people hate their coworkers or hate their job or blah, 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 the 10 unhappiest jobs and all these crazy surveys about why people don't trust their coworkers, don't like their coworkers, quit their jobs because of their coworkers. So we thought, why not talk about why we love our jobs?
Exactly. So what's the best part about your job? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or Twitter at MyStaticRadio.
You can also give us a call, 505-338-3700. Static.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going, Steve-O?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing well. So I have a hilarious story of why I love my job.
Okay.
So I'm a fifth grade teacher.
Nice.
Which is an awesome job anyways. I get paid for hanging out with kids, but... So, you know, it's our first week of school. We got brand new stuff going on, brand new kids. And every kid in my job has a job that he has to do. So one of these jobs is you're the weather reporter. So you go home, you do your research, what the weather is going to be like. So this hilarious kid comes in, tells me all about, you know, the high is going to be 95. We've got slight chance of wind, and we might have some rain this afternoon. But this is how he ends it up. Stay classy, Mr. Friedman's class.
Yes, dude.
Hilarious.
Stay classy. I like it.
That's so good.
I like it, man.
Nothing like a fifth grade Anchorman reference.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I'm pretty sure his mom might have prepped him for it, but that's okay. I was probably the only kid laughing in class.
All the other
kids were like looking at me like, I don't get it. And I'm like in tears.
Yeah. Nicely done.
But kids are just hilarious. Gotta love my job.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. 505-338-3700. Or as you said, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Comments flooding in.
Yeah, Amy says, working with toddlers, that's her favorite part. They love you even if you don't want to brush your hair. So true.
Right?
There were countless days I showed up to work and my hair was just what it was the day before. So
yeah. I mean, you still do that.
I just did that
case
today.
Case in point today. Dang Static.
It.
Hey, I do a lot of driving, so waking up to you guys and just hearing you guys is making me laugh every morning. I think that's the best part.
Nice.
Hey.
I will accept that.
Okay.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too,
man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. What is the best part about your job? Let's enjoy our jobs today. I think because if you go to work with that attitude of, hey, man, these are some things I love about my job. I'm thankful that I have a job. Mm-hmm. I can provide for my family or whatever. I don't know. So
Nathan says, I get to finger paint, color, read stories, get messy, and still get paid. I'm a preschool teacher.
Nice.
That's
I like
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Victor says, the fact that it's in Alaska.
Oh, dude.
I've never been, but that place
I've never been to
so
Alaska
cool.
either. Yeah. Yeah.
Christopher says, I work on the trauma floor at UNM. It's not part-time, but it feels like it some weeks. We do 3 12-hour shifts and get 4 days off. Plus, we get to see some cool stuff there.
Dang. Yeah.
A lot. That's a crazy, like, ministry opportunity, too.
Yeah, I can't. God bless you, sir. I can't. I can't even watch. Like, my wife loves crazy doctor shows.
Yeah.
I can't even watch the fake doctor shows because I'll, like, faint. I'm not kidding, man. I can't handle blood. I can't handle any of that.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Man. How are you going to do with this baby?
It's totally different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've already had two children.
Right,
and
right.
I've been there. All up in it, you know? So,
yeah. That's
helping
good.
Out,
at least
holding. All right, doctor, cutting, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's different. It's your child, dude. It's like this amazing, beautiful moment of awesomeness and miracles and
right.
stuff. And stuff. Static.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm calling all the way from Reno, so I have to tell you that the best thing about my job is that we get to praise God. I'm a waitress.
Okay.
And we get to pray for people. We get to spread the word of God, and, you know, our bosses won't get on our butts for it.
That's so cool.
That is great.
So that's the best. I get to serve while I'm serving, so it's the best part.
I like that. All right. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day. God bless.
God bless. You too. Paul in Houston says, my favorite part of my job is the going home part.
Yeah.
And there are definitely those days. There
yeah,
are those
totally.
Times, you know?
Totally, where you're like, I'm pretty sure it's been 2 o'clock for an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and roll now. So.
Yeah.
Favorite part of my job.
Yeah. Joe says, I get to fly gunships in the USAF.
Wow.
To ensure that my fellow service members on the ground in harm's way are protected. Plus, my flight suit is like a big pair of PJs, so I get to work in the footies. Jealous? You should be.
Yes, dude. I've never thought about airmen uniforms being onesies, yeah. But that's pretty much awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they are.
I love it.
Randy says, just moved here to Nacogdoches, Texas.
Okay.
I don't know how to say that.
Somewhere in Texas.
From Grant's babysitting nieces, but he's looking for another job. So babysitting for
nice.
Him.
Nice. I like
cool.
that.
Thebe says, I get to be creative, use my mind, witness to coworkers, ride my bike, or run, walk to work, and my wife is able to stay home with the kiddos. My job consists of blessings upon blessings. Oh, and free coffee helps, too.
Yes.
Dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of our favorite parts, SoPo.
SoPo, for
free
sure.
Free breakfast for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Stever was serving us coffee this morning.
Which was pretty great.
Yeah, because what's cool about working like here is that most of the time, because once again, we're human. Most of the time, people are going out of the way to serve each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's cool.
Stever brought us grapes.
Yeah.
This morning.
And you just complained.
I did.
You...
Well, they were little champagne grapes, so they were like the most sour things I've ever tasted in my life.
But you got a grape. That was healthy.
It was like getting punched in the face by a leprechaun.
A little bit.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, I've only been punched a couple times, but...
That was... Pretty much summed up the whole
pretty
feeling.
Pretty much what it felt like.
Those
yeah.
sour grapes.
Yeah.
Marley says, the best part of my job is being able to spend all the time I want with my kids and husband. It's so rewarding. Oh, and my son makes me breakfast twice a week.
Yeah.
Dude.
See, that's amazing.
Yeah. There's times where I'm like, I can't wait to have kids. They can make me breakfast. They can do my chores.
Wow. can- wow. You don't need a kid. You need a maid, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't want a maid.
Yeah.
I want children.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What is the best part about your job? What do you love about it? You know, we've been talking about it.
Yeah. Jason says the best thing is that he makes his own schedule.
Oh, that'd be good.
Flexibility.
Yeah. We kind of can't do that here.
No.
We kind of have to be set. I'm pretty sure the show is, yeah.
Hey, would you mind moving the show until like 4 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do mind.
Not 4 to like...
No, yeah, show 6 to 10.
Right, so I know it's 6 to 10.
Yeah.
But next week it could be 4 to...
No, 6 to 10. Every weekday.
Okay, I'm going to say this... One more time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
4 to 8 next week?
No, sorry. Yeah, 6 to 10.
Okay, I'll try and remember that.
Yeah, okay. It's the same time every single day.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah, which is actually really great.
Yeah, you would think getting up really, really early would be awful, but I've come to enjoy it.
Dude, I'm not wasting any daylight.
Right?
We're awake for all of it.
That's because we're awake before the sun.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
The sun wakes up.
Yeah, the sun wakes up to us.
Yeah.
In the morning.
That's right. You're welcome, sun.
Yeah. Who do you think gets the sun going in the morning? Come on!
Well, it's a little blasphemous. It's God.
Well, the sun actually, I don't know if you knew this. The world isn't flat, Mitch. They proved that a lot.
I know.
The sun is actually always up, you know. And believe it or not, it doesn't like rotate around us. The earth is moving around the sun.
I'm going to need a second opinion.
Yeah.
Josh says his favorite is the days he has off.
Oh, so, yeah. You know,
some people just really.
I could accept that.
Yeah. Days that we have off are nice.
Yeah, definitely.
They're necessary because I am all out of any wit that I had throughout the week. It's just completely gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, I think of the psalm that says he makes me lie down beside still waters.
Dude.
He makes me, because we're constantly go. Oh, I gotta do this. And then you get to the weekend and it's like, okay, I gotta rest.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll sit down.
Okay.
But when there's so much to be done, and the weekend is when I have time to get things done. And yeah.
No,
you need that moment of rest, because if you don't get that, man, then you're just pouring out, and then you're empty.
For a very long time.
And you're no
time.
Good.
There's no refilling.
None good.
True.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We've been getting a lot of emails about this, and it's finally here. All the details, information, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Also, right here, a little something called Freedom Fest.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Coming right back. Cold War Kids, also more of your conversation.
Listen closely to the next thing.
33
seconds
of your life.
Listen very closely.
There you go. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Cold War Kids. I've seen enough. Static Radio. Good morning. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
I can't believe stupid YouTube videos can make you laugh so much so that I just can't even recover right now.
Oh, man.
Is that sad?
It's okay. It's not sad.
I was reading this story yesterday about radio,
uh-huh.
And how like 90% of adults, that's actually still how they listen to music, is through radio. For teenagers, number one,
mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Dude.
What?
It's not like anything like Pandora or anything?
No, YouTube, number one. Number one source for people finding their music right now. And I'm like, how is that?
What do you search
Why
for?
Why would you?
Cool new music, YouTube search.
Yeah, and then you sit there and watch some stupid video and wait like, oh, the sad.
If I'm not like, if I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for and there's like a 30-second ad that I can't skip, I just don't watch it.
That's me too. If there's an ad that you can't skip.
Never mind.
After 5 or 10 seconds,
yeah.
I'll leave.
Yeah.
I'll leave the page until I can go back. But yeah, believe it or not, 1 in 10 adults still actually gets their music from cassettes.
Dude, I have cassettes.
Yeah, 9% of adults say they still get their music from cassettes, which beat out records and several major streaming music services. But, yeah, the radio. Radio is number one. So I love that. Teenagers, YouTube came in number one for most popular
so
way to listen
weird.
To music. I know. Static.
Hey, I know why teenagers use YouTube a lot. And the reason is it doesn't necessarily introduce you to new music, but you generally hear like new music from other kids that are playing their songs on YouTube. And the advantage of YouTube, like unlike Pandora or the radio, is you can play whatever song basically pretty much whenever you want. And kids like watching new music videos.
Yeah.
That's true.
So kids actually like music videos even though MTV doesn't play music videos anymore?
Right.
Right, on YouTube. And like plus you can they're making it so you can like have playlists on YouTube. So just like, you know, on your MP3 player, you could have a playlist of songs.
Well, back in my day,
Kids actually watched MTV for music videos. We didn't have this newfangled YouTube.
Sorry about him.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember watching VH1 and MTV and just being so excited about what the next video was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't really like this one, but I'm going to wait until the next one comes
on. Yeah. And now it's like you just Google it and find it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they don't play music videos and they just play crappy TV now.
Yeah.
Reality shows.
Man, that stinks. I had so much like fun, like anticipation.
They need to change the name of MTV because it's no longer music television.
VTV?
VTV?
Video TV?
Maybe.
Just
reality TV? RTV. There it is.
There we go.
Change it from, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of reality TV, some crazy stuff went down yesterday. In the world of reality TV, you know Ocho Cinco? Do you know who Ocho Cinco is?
8-5. No, I don't.
Good job. Yeah.
I don't know who that is, though.
Number 8-5, also known as Chad Johnson.
Oh, isn't he a football player?
That's right.
Okay.
He was arrested this week, actually, for headbutting his wife of 41 days.
What a loser.
Yeah, also turns out he's on a reality TV show. They got dropped by VH1. But not before they filmed him getting fired. He was fired by the Dolphins, the organization that he signed on with this season.
Dude.
He's getting up there in age and not really,
apparently he's angry about it too.
Yeah, obviously. So, yeah, he was released. But, I mean, these are the things that we see on reality TV.
Yeah, that's what they always bring that stuff to light, and I don't know why I'm so surprised when I'm like, why are you 14-year-old going out and living this life of, it's awful.
Yeah.
And it's because I guess that's what they see. I mean, they make it look cool. They glorify it.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Reality TV?
They bring this stuff to light, and it seems so terrible, but when it happens to you, it's like, I got myself there.
Yeah, whatever. Why is reality TV so lame?
Remember we had like a 2-hour conversation about this not too long ago?
Probably.
It ended up not being why is it so lame, but what do we watch?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so lame and why we get sucked in, but we do. I haven't figured it out.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Now, this isn't reality TV, but it kind of feels like reality TV. I don't know. A Hartnett County video store owner, she's estimated losing $26,000 in unpaid late fees and unreturned videos in the last 3 years. So she's decided since, YouTube and the internet in general and reality TV shows can, kind of trash people and things. Why can't she? So she owns a video store. She has a whiteboard at the store bearing the names of almost 300 people who she says has gone at least 6 months without paying overdue fines or returning videos. She calls it her wall of shame. She went as far as posting it to Facebook.
Dude.
So that everyone knew.
Tagging them.
Yeah.
Oh, she
on Facebook.
Them?
Yeah. She says, it's hard to replace an $80 video game if the first time you rented it, somebody doesn't bring it back.
Right.
So in addition to the list, like I said, she put the list on the Facebook page of her business. And she says it's maybe harsh, but the way I look at it is a lot of these people have cussed us. They've told us who cares about late fees. So posting names, apparently, working out. It's been clearing up fines at the video store, and she said at the end of the day, she's just trying to keep her doors open. She consulted with an attorney before posting the wall of shame that she believes is perfectly legal. But, of course, immediately people were firing back. One person said, it made me angry because it's nobody else's business. I'm sure a lot of other people were embarrassed by it. We're trying to get it taken down right now. The woman went on to say she didn't even realize she had fines. And that she was never contacted. And now she's, her name's up on Facebook saying that, she owes a lot of money and has a lot of videos still out that she, quote unquote, can't remember. So what do you think? Too far or acceptable? I mean, she's trying to get her money back.
I think it's acceptable.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, it's Nick. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, on the way to work. I would call in.
Word.
So, I don't think that I'd be embarrassed.
Can't no preaching man save my soul.
That would be the Civil War's Barton Hollow right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
What's up?
Just chilling.
Okay.
Hanging out. You posted that story?
Yeah, I did.
facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, check it out. A video store owner has decided to take back the store. Yeah. No, I don't know.
No, she's not. Well, take back her money.
Yeah, and her store, because half of it's rented out, apparently, and nobody's bringing it back.
It's true.
A woman in Hartnett County owns a video store. She's estimated to have lost $26,000 so far in unpaid late fees and unreturned videos in the last couple of years. And so she's decided, here it is, bro. Wall of shame.
Yeah.
That's the way she's going. She says, it's probably harsh, but the way I look at it, a lot of these people have cursed us. They've told us, who cares about late fees? So if you have a late fee of 6 months or older, she posted your name on her wall of shame. And she also posted that wall of shame to Facebook, tagging people, letting everybody know, hey, your friend owes me $36 in late fees.
And that's like a good late fee. I've seen some pretty hefty late fees before.
Bro, your friend rented out Prince of Tides and never returned it. I'd like that back, please.
It's like, really? You want to pay $36 for that movie? Yeah. You might as well just bought it.
What if you're a Streisand fan? I mean, you never know. I don't know. You know, the funny thing is, that's what the way I used to think. Yeah. Man.
Just buy it.
I just might as well just bought this.
Yeah.
Once the late fees started kicking in.
Exactly.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We posted the story on our Facebook page. Justified or not? Is this cool? Did she go too far? Let us know what you think. 505-338-3700. Static!
Where's my girl?
Is this... Dad, why are you so weird?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. You don't know what hot mix is?
I don't know what?
Hot mix?
No. Oh, he
texted
me. Asphalt. Oh, Dad, I'm a girl.
What is happening right now?
He texts me.
You've been on construction jobs a long time with me.
I know. Well, he said, I said, hey, are you heading to Blend? And he said, yes, after I get loaded with hot mix. And I'm like, is that a drug? What is that?
No, it's asphalt, my dear.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. That's good.
Thanks, Dad. Education.
No, okay. I'll let you guys go back to work. I just wanted to fulfill that.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Later.
Bye.
That dude fathered you.
He's out of control.
Yeah, there it is. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about video store and late fees or hot mix.
Hot mix.
What was that? It was hot mix?
Yeah, hot mix. Apparently it's asphalt. I either thought it was a drug or some sort of oatmeal.
Okay, sweet. Amazing what you and your father talk about while texting during the show.
Whatever. I would never do that.
Man.
There's Construction Central between Eubank and Tramway, as well as on Southern, the Albuquerque Southern, between Wantabo and Eubank both ways. There's also apparently a broken water line since yesterday on Atrisco at Central. I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this stuff is updated. There's also closed due to road construction second at Atlantic, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And talking about a video store owner who's decided she is going to fight for her right
to party
or rent her movies out.
Oh.
Yeah, because apparently a lot of people have been renting movies, not returning them, not caring about their late fees. So she posted up a wall of shame on Facebook, which I'm sure you can find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually in the story.
Really?
There's like a video of the wall of shame that she posted.
There you go. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to check it out. Apparently, she says she contacted her lawyers. It's perfectly legal, but it's making people quite angry. One person in particular said, I didn't even know I had late fees, and now she's, you know, slamming me on Facebook, telling everybody that, you know, I owe her money.
Well, then that just means that they need to keep up with their issues.
Yeah.
Their money issues.
Yeah, bro. I didn't even realize I rented the Goonies in 89.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of late fees. $1,000.
Yeah, in late fees.
On Facebook, Paul says, honestly, I don't think it's a huge issue that she did that in and of itself, but it's scary to think what direction that may go.
Right.
Amy says, I think it would have been better if she sent them to collections. That is shameful enough. It really is. Collections. And it totally says in the little clause whenever you sign up that you will be sent to collections after so many months.
Yeah. I mean, this sounds like a small business owner.
Yeah.
Who, you know, I don't know how much it costs, if anything, to have a collection agency like that follow up on your customers. But I don't know.
And she follows it up. She says, I think it was just childish making a wall of shame.
Yeah. So,
but Bill brings out a good point. People still rent movies?
Yeah. Seriously.
I haven't been to one of those in a long time.
I didn't even know they still existed. Do they have video rental stores in New Mexico?
Yeah. I think there's like one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I had no idea. No, to be completely honest.
One company.
Yeah. Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got the latest from the Vocal Few for you now. Matt McDonald, frontman from The Classic Crime, and his lady, side project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Song called We'll Make It Someday. It's the Vocal Few with Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Future Forestry. Song called Chariots. Good morning.
Good morning.
8:22 now on your Thursday. Welcome to the show. We've been talking about this woman who owns a video store who took to Facebook to shame people who have not paid back their late fees or returned their videos.
Yeah, and it's pretty shameful. I think it is. I really think it is. I mean,
think it's lame of her? Or do you think it's shameful to rip off a poor old lady who's just trying to get by in a video store?
It's shameful to have your name on that list.
Ah, well, that's why it's called the Wall of Shame.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's shameful wall.
Shame.
I got nothing.
That's okay.
Okay.
I mean, it happened. Apparently. Apparently no one cares.
Yeah, that's okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I've got a lesson for the day, though.
Yeah?
I've got a pretty good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Two Lehigh University students who said they met a group of teens in an alley to buy a flat-screen television were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning.
Well, that's what you get for meeting anyone in an alley, ever.
I'm glad you say that. The students, both 22 years old, told the police they met a young man at a convenience store who offered to sell them a TV for $50.
Dude.
That's
heck not
yeah.
Stolen.
Oh, it's 2:30 in the morning. Dude at a convenience store wants to sell us a TV for $50. There is nothing shady about this.
That is legit.
Right? So when the victims later found the young man in the street, police said three more youths appeared. The victims were ordered to empty their pockets. The robbers appeared to be between 15 and 18 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Police said one victim threw down an undetermined amount of cash before fleeing. And the police officer said, quote, moral of this story is, don't buy a television in a dark alleyway.
Or anything at all.
Yeah.
The only time I've seen a dark alleyway be cool is in Lady and the Tramp when they had spaghetti dinner. That's it.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
What else good has happened in an alleyway?
Spider-Man hung upside down and kissed Mary Jane.
Let's face it, that wasn't good. Down.
It wasn't. That movie was so... Yeah. Thank you, Amazing Spider-Man, for ruining all the old Spider-Man movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was so much better this time.
Yep. Police said one of the robbers showed a black semi-automatic handgun wearing a red tank top and shorts. Because that's pertinent.
Yeah.
One of the victims told a morning show that he and the other student were in a nearby alley. And the young man with the gun said, move over here. He said the robbers got no money. Police are investigating anyone with any information. You can call the Bethlehem Police Department.
If you have that information.
But yeah, two Lehigh University students met a group of teens in an alleyway to buy a flat screen.
Well, I mean, it sounds pretty normal to me.
I just don't understand people's minds these days. They're college students. So on one hand, I get like, dude, $50 for a flat screen, that's a good deal. I'm in college and I'm broke.
Yeah, but it's also stolen. That's not a good deal.
But it's 2:40 in the a.m. in an alleyway on East 5th Street, which just sounds ghetto.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go in an alleyway in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Because it's still dark.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's where you find us. You want to hear something this morning? Let us know. We got a culture shock for you now, though.
Yeah.
And maybe this, you know,
teaching so many lessons.
So many life lessons today. We thought Young the Giant could help out with this one.
Yeah.
Some cough syrup.
Oh, don't do that.
Which is actually what I need right now.
Yeah, just make sure it's measured out. Oh, you're disgusting. Play the song. Oh, you're gross.
Nope. I got like mucusy.
This is Culture Shock.
Could use some cough syrup this morning.
Gross. Static radio.
Steve on Mitch.
No, just leave. There's construction work central, Eubank and Tramway, between Eubank and Tramway.
Yep.
There's more construction on Southern between Wantabo and Eubank going both ways, as well as normal construction in San Antonio, Wyoming. And there are some lanes closed in other places, but I don't know where because the page won't load.
Sweet.
To look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I feel awful.
They're gross.
Not falafel. Like, I feel awful. What's a falafel?
It's like, I think I could be just making this up, but I think it's just like a little cake-like thing, but it's like more of savory flavors, and they taste really good. The end.
Sweet.
Yeah. I think they're like Mediterranean or something.
Nice.
Why did you ask if you don't care?
I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We were talking about a video store owner who has used shame to get money back. Yeah. She took to Facebook to recoup late fees and... some 300 people owing money to her.
Yeah.
She decided, hey, man, I'm going to take this to where the people care, apparently. Facebook. Do people really care that much on Facebook?
Apparently, they're making a big deal out of it.
I don't even have a Facebook.
It made news.
It did make news. National news. So, that's one thing. What do we got on our Facebook?
Bill, well, he said this earlier, but it's worth rereading. People still rent movies?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Just buy them.
Or you download them.
Or yeah, right. For
legally, of course.
Yeah, and like for a cost. There's a cost to that.
Right.
Jed said, I think she has to forget about it and move because who is going to pay for an overdue movie from 1972?
Yeah, I don't know.
True that.
Static.
Falafel. It's garbanzo beans that are all blended up, and then you put them make them into little balls, and then you deep fry them.
Oh, wow.
They're really good.
They are really good.
I've never
had one. Just to let you know.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Mediterranean?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know.
Mediterranean hush puppies?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if they're
That's
Mediterranean.
What they sound like.
They're definitely not from America. From America.
From America.
So that's all I got.
All right.
JD says, in a way, I think it is, meaning, is it justified? I mean, if they're going to rent a movie and don't return it, technically, isn't that stealing?
Not technically, it is.
Yes. I like to support our local businesses, and they do the same for our community. If you have a late fee, pay it. If you're honest, most of the time, they waive a fee or a discount.
Nice. I like that. Static.
Garbanzo beans are also used in hummus.
Oh!
True that.
So that way, you know, kind of get an idea of what that might taste like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, bro.
All right.
All right. Sadly, I can't taste anything right now except for the...
Ew. Don't say it.
I was going to say the dust
from,
like, moving everything because there's, like, tons of mucus going down in my... Yeah.
Gross.
Sorry, bro.
You're so disgusting. Nick says, dude, some liquor store, I can't even say it, the liquor store in Pewaukee puts your name on their marquee if you bounce a check there. It usually reads, don't accept checks from person's name.
Whoa.
That's intense.
That just happened on our Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of Facebook, coming soon to your Facebook page. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Ads in your news feed.
Oh.
If there's one thing missing from like checking your Facebook page, it's a crazier, heavier influx of ads. I mean, am I right or am I right?
For real. Totally missing. No.
Man.
I remember when I had a Facebook, it was always like popping up like Christian Mingle.
Yeah, now it's just going to be in your news feed as an advertisement. So.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, I think Twitter does that.
Oh, because Facebook hasn't made enough money off of the universe. So they're now inserting ads into your news feed, whether or not you're a fan of the product. So you could have ads for anything. and not even know. Scrolling down like, oh, that guy's at the zoo. That's crazy. Oh, look at that photo that so-and-so posted. Right on. Wait, why is there an electric toothbrush ad in the middle of my newsfeed?
Maybe someone really likes it. Nope, they just put it there.
They said they are taking user concerns into consideration. They want to be thoughtful about how they introduce ads into newsfeed, so they have limits in place to ensure that people's news feeds are not filled with advertising. I started seeing that on Twitter.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's all like, of a sudden, it's like, buy my shoe. I'm like, what? Yeah. Why would I? No, Kobe Bryant, I don't want to buy your shoe.
Yeah, well, I guess actors and stars, they get paid to do that.
Yeah.
But also, it's just like Twitter.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I'm like, really? You're going to make me go buy that movie? Well, really?
They got to make money.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Or you just don't have to have a Facebook like us.
What's Twitter? I'm talking about Twitter.
I know. We could not have a Twitter.
We could.
We could just let it
go. No one cares about my 140 characters. Yeah. No one.
No word on what the limits are going to be exactly for the ads, but no, you cannot opt out of this exciting new feature.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was really hoping we'd have to be stuck with this.
Basically, they say they want to make it easier for businesses to reach more people.
I don't know if that's reaching anything.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be, we don't have any ads. Static doesn't have any ads. We never bought ads on Facebook. I guess we could. Would that be smart?
I don't know.
I feel like everyone's on Facebook.
I'm not really like the advertising savvy. Thankfully, that's not my position here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know what that does.
Yeah.
Besides say their name and then somebody's like, I wonder what that is. Next thought.
Right. Well, I mean, you're scrolling down and all of a sudden it's like, have it your way, you know?
Or okay.
Like, yeah. Oh, $5 foot long.
Yes.
You know, like, so I don't know. Is it time? Has Facebook finally hit that place where it's like just become like
MySpace?
Commercial consumer blah blah ism, and it's time to go? Like, what made you get rid of your Facebook page?
People? I guess people, but also I just felt so burdened. Like whenever I click on Internet Explorer or whatever I was using, the first three letters that I type were FAC.
Right.
I'm like, why? I didn't even want to go to Facebook. I'm trying to research something.
Right. But you go to Facebook, instantaneous. That's me on my phone.
Yeah.
It's always like Instagram, ESPN app. Like I have my app. Those are the two that I always back and forth.
Yeah.
Like I just checked you 18 seconds ago.
Right.
Why am I checking you again?
Last night I caught myself. I was like trying to go to bed and I was just sitting up like facing the wall, not even looking at anything, facing the wall. And I'm just refreshing Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I doing this? Precious moments of sleep.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Why do we do that? And what is it going to take to finally like say, all right, this is stupid. I don't need this anymore.
Honestly, I got rid of MySpace back in the day, back in the, like, seriously, like 2006.
Back in the day, like 2009.
2006. 3 years earlier, actually.
Yeah.
Because it took like 7 years to load a page.
Well, that's because everybody had like a music video and their favorite song.
Their top 20
and
songs.
The background like is interactive and dances for you.
They totally blinged it out.
Do you think Facebook is going to get there? I kind of feel like it's heading there.
It's kind of overloading.
Or at least commercialized since now. Coming soon, ads to your Facebook feed.
Interesting.
So that's going to be fun, especially if it's stuff that you don't care about because they're saying it doesn't matter if you like the product or not. They're going to start having product ads. So you never know. It's like all of a sudden Budweiser or, you know, whatever.
And I guess it's going to really have to be known because some people are like, wait, why is that on your page?
Yeah. What? For real.
Yeah, and that's like, oh, no, I didn't want that. That's not me.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking a little bit about Facebook.
Yeah, we want to know what you think.
Yeah, why you should get rid of it. So comment on Facebook. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster for you now. A song called Listen Close. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Say this sooner.
Hey.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What is happening right now?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
My allergies are going crazy. You guys are trying to pressure me into some medication. I don't want to do that.
Why wouldn't you take medication?
Because meds are bad. Okay. I grew up on a farm. No, not really,
No, I did.
I really didn't. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking a little bit about Facebook. According to a new story, ads coming soon to a Facebook page near you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, your newsfeed. So Facebook decided they haven't made enough money off of us, so they're now going to start inserting ads into your newsfeed, even if it's a company you don't like.
Do we make money? Do they? I don't understand.
Weren't they already doing that?
Now on our newsfeeds.
Well, because that happens on Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah.
And maybe I get text messages.
Yeah.
Right?
From Forks, Washington. That's awkward.
Yeah.
Edward?
Static.
Probably not.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I had a question. I've been out of high school for a little over 11 years now. Before we had Facebook and MySpace, do kids still tag on each other's cars? Because that's how we used to leave happy birthdays and I like you and funny crap like that on their windows with shoe polish, you know? Does that still happen?
I still see that.
They do.
I still see that sexy driver, and then there's a big arrow to the, it's really, bro? I'll tell you what, that happened to me in high school, and I wasn't I have great friends. I was pissed because it was
because then it takes time out of your day and you have to, you're late for class, and that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
If you don't get that stuff off right away, it stays on.
No, it didn't matter.
They put it on my bumper. It was there for four and a half years after I was out.
Yeah, it was my birthday. Irate. Yeah, for about 3 years because it just baked onto my car and I was like, dude, come on, bro. Really? This is what I got for my birthday? Hard labor? That sucks. Yeah.
Good morning.
How are you, too?
I got cheeseburgers on my car once.
Dude. I remember that.
I was infuriated.
Why do people think that's acceptable? I'm like, this is hilarious.
Infuriated.
You know what's funny? You know what'd be hilarious? You know what they would love? Cheeseburgers on their car.
Oh, no. And it was during a youth retreat and everything. I felt so bad.
You don't have time.
Students in my car, and they're exhausted.
What happened?
We came out of this holy moment of worship. We're all high on the Lord, and it's cheeseburgers. Who hates you, Celeste? I was no. It was one of my best friends. We talked about it. It's funny now, but then
Not that night, because that night it was
I called you
11 o'clock. I was I didn't put cheeseburgers on your car.
Not me.
That just doesn't make sense to me. It's dude, you know what's hilarious? TPing houses. Does anybody still do that?
Some people do. I don't feel bad for the person they're doing it to, they're usually they're usually doing it to their friend.
Somebody gets their house TP'd.
I feel bad for the parents who are outside cleaning it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's a youth pastor, they're obviously a grown up, therefore, or should be, therefore, they're having to clean up their yard because they're our youth kids love us so much they put toilet paper all over everything.
Nobody's thinking about when they're doing it, they're going to have to spend time cleaning this off. No. I went to 3 car washes. That junk still did not come off.
Yeah,
I put my students in danger because we're 11 o'clock at night at a gas station trying to get a car wash. These guys are what are you doing tonight? I was uh-uh. Get out of here now.
Not cool.
We sped out of that parking lot.
I got cheeseburgers on my car.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
There's still some mayo on there. So. But it's Jeep. So
you going to be okay?
It can rock some scars. It's all right.
There you go.
I'm good now.
All right. 505-338-3700 the phone number.
How did we get there?
Because the dude called in. He hasn't been in high school in 11 years and wanted to know if people still did that. I still see people marking on cars with shoe polish all the time.
I think the funniest to me, also because it looks really funny, is Saran wrap.
No!
Dude, that's hilarious.
I would have laughed if it had been
Saran
wrap.
Funny.
It doesn't ruin the paint.
True.
We're going to get
your
car.
Just your evening. No, dude, I will tell you right now, don't do anything to my car. I will fight you. I will.
What if it wasn't
us? It's my car! It's always you. You remember, was it last Christmas you guys stole all my toys?
Yeah, that was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't steal anything.
Hey, that was to help you. Clearly, it didn't do a good enough job.
Idolatry.
Hello. Have you seen how clean his office is now?
Yeah, it looks really good in there.
That's true.
We're helping you.
Yeah, no. Sorry, no more toys here. No more happiness or joy at the office anymore because people steal things and that's lame. Lame! Static.
Hey, one time, it happened twice, but I came out and my mom's car was Oreo'd.
Oreo'd?
That sounds delicious.
Everywhere. It literally messed up all the paint.
See,
and
that
then the next
sucks.
Next week, I got Oreo'd on my car and then egged.
Oh, what? See, that doesn't sound like friends unless they were baking on your car. They're like, we need some flour, we need some eggs.
So it smeared the Oreo cream on it? Is that what it was?
They stuffed it on there. You know how you take the cream off and you put it on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of trouble. That is so
and
lame.
To this day, I don't know who did it.
Oh, well, that's stressful.
I would have slashed your tires. No, just kidding.
Oh, man.
Joking.
505-338-3700.
You know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to peep someone's lawn.
Peep?
They get...
You scared me? Like, my heart jumped. I was like...
Are you talking about the little nasty Easter candies?
Yeah. So you buy a bunch of those, and then you stick them with, like, a toothpick, and then you stick them in people's lawns.
Ah, no.
That's so cute.
Right,
do it to my yard,
so
please.
We got flamingoed once, pink flamingoed.
That is hilarious.
We came out and there were like lawn ornaments everywhere. And that was hilarious.
We got gnomed. That'd be a funny one.
It's a good year.
Great.
It's a good year for political like signs.
Yeah.
So I came out once and there were like a bunch of signs. Vote for. Brrr,
we
like,
should do
all
that with
over
your
my
face,
lawn.
With your cats. Vote
yeah,
for Steve-O.
So, oh, no.
I'm going to blow that picture up. And
just
make like a billboard. That's hilarious.
Vote first.
See, that doesn't bother me. It's when you mess with somebody's car and you're like putting mayonnaise and you're
that
like,
ruins
why
the paint. Yeah.
Would you do that? That's not funny.
No one's thinking about it while they're doing it. They're just like, it's fun to do this, but it's going to take 3 days to get it off.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's just before 9 o'clock, which means we got to take a quick break. But coming right back, more of your phone calls and this year conversation. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour, some requested Red from Eric in Seattle. A song called Feed the Machine.
Thank you, Eric in Seattle.
Well, I was going to say, is not turning my mic up your way of saying get out?
Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
Hey.
Well, that's just the way I do. And then when a guest is here, I always do that, you know, just, you know.
I see.
It's the way I be, yo.
All right.
So we were talking about, well, I don't know how we got onto this conversation. A dude called in and talked about the good old-fashioned shoe polish on your windshield.
Dude,
and
I'm
how
cool.
awful that is.
It really doesn't come off.
Like, even though people think it's funny and we're friends and that's why they do it, because they love you. Because
it'll stick in the cracks.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll leak down in your paint, which I'm sure it's not the same color, so that's not good.
No, it's never good. 505-338-3700, the phone number. So I guess the question is, what stupid things did you do as far as TPing houses? Somebody called in and said, you know, eggs thrown.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Lots of funness. 505-338-3700, static.
All right, I can't resist. When I was growing up, instead of TPing houses, we used to TP cactus and squirt it down with water. And it was a pain to get off.
Aww. Used a TV cactus and then squirt it down with water?
Yeah, you spray the TV because it sticks.
Oh,
God. And then when we were younger, we used to throw eggs in the house.
Oh, man.
You're such a good influence in my life.
Thank you, Mitch's dad.
Mitch, you came out good, girl.
We never told that to our kids, though.
Yeah.
Obviously not. I've been an angel all my life.
Right.
See, now you have a choice. Now you know the difference, Michelle.
Oh, she was raised around bikers, and she always wanted the grease bowl. She wanted the money.
Oh, you don't know what that is. No one knows what that is. Yeah, and now
you have to explain it to
them. Okay, right. I will.
Sweet, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Okay.
Wait,
don't explain that.
You have to what?
The grease pole. Okay, so I didn't have the normal camping experiences. Everyone goes camping and they're like, we're just hanging out with family,
any
family time.
Camping experience normal by the movies I watch.
This one, all camping experiences were with like at least 100 bikers.
Okay.
So they all brought their kids. And so at the time I was a kid and they had to find ways to keep the kids occupied. So,
okay.
They did things like, they had kid games, but also there's this thing called the grease pole, where they would dig, like, the guys would go around and dig a big hole, and then they'd stick this pole that was probably like 50 feet tall in the ground, but before they stuck it in the ground, they lathered it in Crisco, and they topped it off with like a $50 bill.
Okay.
And it was an all weekend thing where the kids had to go and try and climb the grease pole and get the money from the top, and I won every year.
Wow.
I thought this was going to turn into some type of like, they were trying to keep us occupied, so they dug a big hole, stuck us all down there and said, try to get out.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know that that's fantabulous parenting.
Ouch.
They put money on top of a pole and
like
you had to basically shimmy your way up and dance for money.
I wasn't dancing for
on
money.
On a pole. I'm just saying.
Stop it.
Chances are.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just thankful.
I turned out just fine.
I'm just thankful God got a hold of your life, Mitch. I'm just thankful for that. The grease pole. Wow. Static.
Hi. I hate admitting the egg part. You think eggs are so innocent until you've been egged. But our big thing is we used to drive up on tramway one direction at about 50 miles an hour and lob eggs towards cars coming the other direction.
Oh, you're no.
At 50 miles an hour. And there is nothing like hearing an egg slap a car when that egg's nearly making impact at 100 miles an hour.
I was going to say, how many windshields were shattered?
I don't think we broke any windshields that I know of.
That's insane.
No, you broke hearts.
Yeah.
No, I felt bad. After you get eggs, you don't, like, they seem so innocent. But until you get eggs, you don't realize, like, how awful it is.
I agree.
And how much damage it does.
Yep. That was it.
Damage. And it scares you, too.
Yeah. Who did this?
Why me?
Why?
What did I do? It must
what
be.
Did I ever do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The turmoil.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
It's so true. Our garage door, a few years, it was like years back.
Somebody graffiti
it. Stupid neighborhood kids or whatever, you know, like egging houses. And it was like, I did this when I was a kid. I didn't know it hurt like this. I wanted to go back to like all my old neighbors. Hi, you don't remember me, but like 25 years ago, totally threw eggs. I am the worst human in the universe.
JD says, my friend and I used to mess with a friend's car all the time. We've ballooned it, meaning stuffed it with sizes of balloons.
Yeah.
What? Like they put like huge.
You get a ton of helium balloons and throw them. Like that happened to me in my office once for
That's
my birthday
so cool.
one year. I couldn't get in there because there were so many balloons.
Do
you
that
couldn't
for my
like
birthday. It's
make
on Monday.
Your way. You can't. You can't
that
request
means, I
that.
Love balloons. Please.
Oh man.
I just got
you
so
can't
excited.
Request it. The point is, it's a surprise.
Take it back. Take
so
back
now.
The
I don't get them.
No. No. Probably.
I'm so sad right now.
So they've done that. They said he's ballooned it, gift wrapped it, saran wrapped it, taped the door handles, moved it as far as 10 spaces over.
Oh, how man. Do you do that?
Made her windshields dirty, then filled it, her washer fluid with bubbles. She never found out. It's bad.
Yeah.
Wait, who's she?
Yeah.
Like his girlfriend?
I don't know. Just a friend.
You mess with a friend's car all the time.
Yeah,
one thing, have you ever done the saran wrap on the toilet seat?
No.
Because it's clear.
You pee. No!
She's like clapping yes.
I was the worst kid, dude.
Wow.
I was that jerk kid. Oh, Lord, thank you so much for your grace and mercy and forgiveness.
And it just goes flowing out into the floor.
Static.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sup?
Hey, check it out, man. You know how we were talking about jobs and stuff earlier?
Yeah.
And then now I sounded like you guys were talking about like pranks and stuff.
Yep.
Check it out, dude. I just caught a snake, right?
No.
No, no, no. Check it out. At this mansion, this house that we do, we clean their pool.
Yeah.
It's a huge house, like 16 bedrooms. The landscaper here, he thought it was fun to blow the leaves into the pool.
No.
So when we got here, we were cleaning the pool. It took us like 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
So now I got this little snake, probably about 1.5 feet long, I'm going to put in his little workshop.
Oh, no,
no, dude.
I didn't realize the pool boy and the landscaper really were at war together. I thought that was just like something you saw in movies.
Wow. No, dude, no. It's about 1.5 feet. I'm going to plug the sink and I'm going to put it in his sink so when he goes to wash his hands.
Nicely done.
It's there.
Nicely
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that was so cool. You guys talking about planks because I haven't even been listening, so.
There you go.
All right, guys.
Thank you for proving stereotypes.
All right, guys. Later.
All right, man. Later. Bye. Pool boy from Cruises.
That's great Hollywood material.
Man. Paul in Houston says, forking lawns. They used to do that. Same thing as the peeps, but you get plastic forks and just shove them handle first so that the prong part is sticking out.
That is a duty. We're aerating lawns.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's 9:15, so let's take care of some traffic.
There's construction on Central between Eubank and Tramway, as well as on Southern between Wantabo and Eubank both ways, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. The phone number here, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I guess talking about high school pranks, and thanks to the first caller who called in talking about how much it sucked to have to clean off the shoe polish.
Yeah.
Because it's been an influx of calls ever since. Static.
Hello? Hey, what's up?
What up?
This is Nate Hook.
Hey, Nate Hook.
So I did the whole saran wrapping the car thing at one point to a new youth worker at my church back in Maryland. Uh-huh. And at the same time, we decided to Vaseline the handles.
Oh.
Which she said took months to clean out.
Yeah, see, it's the worst.
And we sticky noted it and wrote poems left-handed so she couldn't tell who they she couldn't match handwriting. And the best part was we couldn't even get caught because we had a cop with us who was on duty. So he just tuned his radio into that area, and if anybody called it in, he was going to respond.
I'm never going to Maryland.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow. You guys.
ever going to Maryland. Thanks for the call, Nate.
Have a good one.
All right. 505-338-3700. See, some of those pranks too far.
See, okay, this is the solution because it is funny, the idea of playing these pranks.
It's just, all fun and games till somebody gets hurt.
But people get hurt because it hurts your feelings. Yeah. Like, I had a friend who put, like, honey under somebody else's car door, like, handle. And it's just, it really starts to get to you after a while. So if you pull the prank, sit and watch their reaction, and then come help them
and
clean it up.
And then help them clean it
that
up.
That would be funny, and I'd have been like, haha, yay, cheeseburgers. But, like, when you have to clean it up yourself, that's when you start to get the thoughts of, I'm worthless. No,
I like Jessica on Facebook. See, I used to do this to my roommate
clean.
All the time.
This is a clean prank.
Yeah,
she says that her and her girlfriends used to throw a bucket of ice water with ice, obviously.
Because it's ice water.
Oh, she used to throw a bucket of ice water on them while they were taking a shower.
I used to do that to my roommate.
No.
Which is hilarious.
Stab you. Uh-uh.
Which is hilarious right up until they slip in the shower and bust their head.
And
so
dies.
I'm telling you.
So this happened
to
you?
They all seem harmless. I'm pleading the fifth on that one.
No.
Especially when you're falling and you grab onto the shower curtain and then everything just comes down. May or may not have happened.
To you?
Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing well. I'm hearing a lot of these pranks. You know, I've never done anything to anyone's car or even egged a house or even
done good.
The papering.
That's
so luckily I haven't had huge things to clean up, but I'm a total prankster. So I've done tons and tons of stuff and a lot of things that you've mentioned. But one of the favorite pranks that I ever did was kind of my senior prank at my school. I went into the computer lab.
Uh-huh.
I took all the keyboards. I took them apart and alphabetized them.
Oh man. All of the keyboards?
That's like, pretty
that's
ingenious.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It took a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's dedication to a craft right there. So, right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Take care, man.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
That reminds me of something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to not name anyone because people still work here.
That's good.
There was a prank pulled where hotkeys were switched around. So, the music you play under.
Love that.
It was great. And
that's a great idea.
We survived.
Yeah.
So
got through it. So the background music would play other things that were horrible. And
like Christmas music.
That is incredible. I'm going to turn everything like screams.
Yeah.
Just as you're going to. Yeah.
It's like.
I love it.
It was great.
Static.
Yeah. Hey, I did a prank one time to a kid in church. It was actually kind of funny. It was a youth. He was sitting next to me and, you know, they passed the attendance roster.
Yeah.
Well, what I did was I checked, as he got it, he passed it to me, I checked the, want a call from the pastor.
Oh, no.
It was rather funny because he didn't know I did that until a week later when he's like, hey, I got a call from the pastor. I thought it was rather funny.
Nicely done.
That's
nicely
great.
Done.
Yeah.
See, and no one got hurt except maybe the friend who got a phone call from the pastor and then was like, what's up?
They're both like awkward. It's gotta,
so what's up? Why, what's up? Stever.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wow. I think you've talked about this before, but I had a pretty good April 1st once.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. What happened? I want to know.
It was not a good April 1st.
Oh, I want to hear all about it.
Okay. So, we used to do a show on KNKT, which we now do Sunday nights during Static U, and that is Scott Richards Live, right?
Yes.
He's based in Tucson, and he's got a ministry out there. And so, we're out here producing it, and we play, you know, the commercials, we did everything for him. Well, one April Fool's Day, we decided, okay, we've got to trick Scott Richards. And so you can send a feed to Scott that doesn't necessarily go out to the world.
And it goes...
And it just goes to his headphones.
This is national.
This was national radio. Okay. This was all over the nation.
Oh, dang.
And so we made a really funny commercial. And we're like, okay, so as soon as the commercial break hits, it was a lot of work to get it to happen. But okay, we're going to send him one audio. And then we're going to send the satellites to the rest of the nation different audio, so we had to match up the timing of the commercial so he thought it was live radio.
Oh, no.
And we did it right before we came back from a break so that we could get his reaction,
oh,
basically,
no.
Right? So we do this break, and it was all like, you know, ministries, all ministries like us, we are non-com, so we need funding.
Oh, yeah.
And so there the commercial's like, hey, man, check out this book. We need your support type thing. And, you know, for your $25 donation, you're going to get a, you know, and that's usually what it is, these donations and books or whatever you can purchase. Well, we did one that was all like, man, Stever, do you have the audio?
I was going to say, does he have it?
I don't know if we have the audio anywhere.
Let me see.
Do you think we could find the
you just finished telling the story.
Okay, so yeah, tell the story and I'll
see if we can find it. So we air this commercial that's just like really, really bad, like begging for money. and it was like we had fake testimonials from people who were like, yeah, man, I listen to Scott Richards live all the time, and my life was terrible until I heard his show, and he said all I had to do was give all my money to him and I could go to heaven. Praise Jesus.
And
like, oh, dude, it was bad.
Oh, my God.
Right? So this commercial airs in his headphones, and it's like silence, you know? And it's like, boom, coming back, you know, from commercial break. And he's like silent, and I'm like, okay. April Fools! You know, and I was like, and so I explained to him, oh, the audio only went to you. And he was like, oh, no, you guys are crazy. That's amazing. And the show went on the air, right? So the show comes back, and we're back from break, and I'm producing the show. Well, all of a sudden, the phone rings, and it's St. Joseph's. And St. Joseph's, Missouri, is like the hub, right? Like, we send it out to St. Joseph's, and then they send it out to the nation, basically. They're like the hub. They would be kind of like, in Washington, there's something called the NOC. That's the National Operations Center. Okay. It's where you send audio, and then they shoot it out nationwide if it's a national show. Mm-hmm. Well, we sent it to St. Joseph's, basically, and they would shoot it out. It's like the Christian Network Broadcasting, whatever. Big, high up radio people.
So they called you.
So all of a sudden, we get a phone call. Oh, you got the audio? Okay, we got it. We got to hear. This is what we played in Scott Richards' eardrum. Here you go.
Join the millions across the globe who have meaning and purpose by giving money to Scott Richards Live. Now, more than ever, this world needs answers.
The first time I called in to Scott Richards Live, after he got done explaining the answer, he asked if that helped me out. And I said, yes, it did. Here's some money.
In a world where greed reigns, people are discovering there's a greater purpose for their money.
You see, I'm an oil rancher, and I called Scott Richards, and he told me that the Bible says it's easier for the camel to go through a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. So I immediately sold all my oil ranches and gave the money to Scott Richards Live so I could go to heaven.
This month, when you share a donation of any amount, we'll send you an actual piece of fabric from the Shroud of Turin. Just call 1-877-556-1212 or visit scottrichardslive.com. If you love the answers you get on Scott Richards Live, it's time to say it with Keish.
Scott Richards Live is kind of like paying a cab driver for good advice, only he's taking me to heaven.
I called one of those fortune teller shows one time. They charged me $1.99 a minute. I called Scott Richards Live and he gave me real advice for free.
Help support Scott Richards Live when you call 1-877-556-1212 or when you visit scottrichardslive.com. Assuming we haven't had to turn off the website due to lack of funds.
Oh.
Scott's program needs money. That's where you come in. Call today.
Not for actual air. Yeah.
Well, we just aired
Dude,
that.
Dude, and so I play that in Scott Richards' ears. Uh-huh. In his headphones. He's in Tucson. I can't see him. during the show. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know, right? So he's in his studio and he hears that in his eardrums, and I'm in tears because it's one of the funniest things we've ever put together. And he was like silent, and you could tell not stoked.
Oh my gosh.
This is national radio.
Yeah, you did that.
And so then, you know, we told him April Fools, and he died, and you know, oh, those were only in your headphones. The real commercial went out over the air. Don't worry, you know, and he's like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank you, Lord, you know.
Poor God.
So the show goes on, and about 5 minutes later, like I said, all of a sudden the National Operations Center chimes in. And I'm like, Scott Richards Live. Hey, man, this is Chris from St. Joseph's. Can I talk to Steve-O? And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? This is Steve-O. Oh, hey, it's the National Radio guys. Hey, buddy, you know.
Hey.
How's it going? He was like, his very first words, what was that?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
did that air?
What was what? You know, and I'm like looking down at the board, like,
no, that's right.
At everything. Right. Yeah. Like making sure, like, wait. I sent Scott Richards the audio in his headphones, but then I had it switched to this for the air. There's no way. Like, there's no way. I know I got it right. Right. And so he's like furious. Like, the whole send your money so you go to heaven thing.
That was great.
What was that? And I'm like, dude, it's April 1st and we were playing a prank. That was for Scott's eardrums. Like, that was for his headphones. We played the real audio over the air. No, you did not. That just went out over national radio.
Oh my gosh.
Dude. And he was like, all right, there's about 20 minutes left to show. He's like, all right, well, figure out what you did on your end, but we're going to talk. Yeah, and I'm like,
I'm
really sorry. Okay. So it was like, I hang up. That was it. And I'm just like, I'm fired. I just lost my job.
Yeah.
All because of a stupid prank, I'm now fired because I thought it would be funny to prank a pastor. And now national radio thinks dude's like asking people for money and telling them they're going to go to heaven if they give him money. So like 5 minutes later, Steve Ryman comes back and he's like, hey man, everything all right? And I'm like, dude, no, I'm sending it to you.
Hey, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened. You tell me what happened.
You hung up with him and you go, Steve. And you looked over to my studio and I was laughing.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
So I had called St. Joseph's just a few minutes before going on the air and said, okay, so we're going to do this to Scott Richards. The guys put this thing together with me, and we're going to totally prank Scott. Okay, now here's the prank in the prank. And so St. Joseph's got in on it with just me.
Yeah, we weren't bros or anything. Like, I didn't know. They were like the national, hey, this is National Radio Center. We're like big time radio. So I didn't have a relationship with them. So I freaked immediately. But apparently Stever.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The prank on the prank on the prank.
That is terrible.
That was like the Inception prank.
Well,
because
it was
the prank,
like,
inside the prank of the prank.
Did you get funding?
Well,
because people fall for it with other things.
So. I know, right? Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Sup, Niles?
I'm calling out the prank thing.
Yeah.
All right, so I haven't done very many pranks, but my sisters, one of the pranks they did for April Fool's was that they did the shrink wrap type of thing on the toilet, but then they put chocolate frosting on it, so you can kind of imagine what it looked like.
That's gross.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's... Wow. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystatic.
So we asked.
We did. Oh, we did.
I'm gonna read one. Nathaniel says, in the midst of a car pranking, I ended it once and for all. Ah. One night, some friends and I decked ourselves out in black clothing, black face paint, and airsoft guns. We went to the enemy's household, parked two blocks away, and proceeded to the victim's mobile.
Oh, man.
Once we got there, three guys got in position to open the airsoft fire, and anyone who came out of the house to catch us while the other two got the car wet, poured flour and syrup on the car, then wrapped the car in cling wrap. Game over. 6 years later, and you realize how mean it was, but it was also like, man, that was fun. High five.
Oh, dude. That's horrible.
Dude.
No high five.
No high five.
No high five food on cars.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thebes is hardcore.
Yeah.
He says no less than 100 rolls of TP per house, forking yards, 1,500 packs from Smart and Final, lentils all over the floor of the car, followed by shredded newspaper filled to the top, shrink-wrapped cars, Limburger cheese.
Oh,
what is Limburger?
The smelliest cheese in the universe.
Gross.
Especially on the exhaust manifold.
On the exhaust manifold, 15 to 20 smashed pumpkins in the street in front of a single house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Thebes, who are you?
Dude,
Thebes.
I'm so thankful Jesus got a hold of your life. Static!
What up, Steve-O?
Hey, Eric in Seattle.
Hey, here's one for you. So, me and some, when I was in youth group, me and some buddies were getting ready to go on a winter retreat, and one of the leaders gave us the key to his car, and we had this planned out to put Limburger cheese on his engine block.
Oh, dude, it's so
nasty. So, we were
nasty.
Gone for the weekend. Yeah, it's very stinky. So, we were gone for the weekend, and the Limburger cheese sat there for the whole weekend. Well, he proceeds to drive. Well, the next weekend, he comes to church, and his windows are rolled down, and it's raining.
Oh.
We asked him what was going on. He says, my car just stinks so bad. I said, what's going on? So he kept coming to church with his windows down because it just smelled so bad. And still to this day, we've never told him what we did.
We're going to call him right now and set him free.
What's it?
Okay. Every time he turned on his heater, it just stunk so bad in his car. It was horrible.
So nasty.
Yeah, that, it was funny. We couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, reasons why I'm thankful that my car hood has a lock and you can't just pop it open.
Oh,
so there it is.
My God.
There you go. Have a good one.
You too,
you
man.
Too.
All right.
Later.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Wow.
Limburger cheese.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. Hopefully this is not giving anybody ideas because we're talking about why it's stupid.
It's bad. You hurt people's feelings.
Yes, this is true. All right. We got some P86 for you now. Andrew Schwab will be on the show Tuesday talking about the new record. So be sure to join us for that. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freedom Fest warm-up from Project 86. Fall, Goliath Fall, all the details. MyStaticRadio.com. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
Hey.
Hanging out with you. We got about 10 minutes or so left and taking your phone calls, talking about stupid high school pranks, how they went awry.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Static.
Oh, man, this is why I missed y'all when I was in Louisville last week. High five to Stever. That was so freaking funny.
Yeah. It wasn't funny at the time for me.
Oh, my God, I was laughing so hard I could hardly drive.
Dude, yeah, yeah. So this happens to me more often than not. So.
All right, well, just. Thanks for the great show.
No problem.
On. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
We have a slew of Facebook comments.
Yeah.
But Matt says to share the haunted chemo story.
I love this story. I don't like this story.
Well, me and my dear friend Joey Belleville used to do a show called You Rock Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it's like coming back on TV right now. So I was kind of excited. And so one episode... that we were filming was at the Chemo Theater, which is like this historic theater on Central. And there's a story about a little boy named Bobby who, I guess, was watching a Laurel and Hardy movie and boiler exploded, kid died. This was like early 1900s. And so the tale is that Bobby's ghost lives at the Chemo Theater. And we're like, this is dumb. So we got Southwest Ghost Hunters involved who are like real, quote-unquote, Ghostbusters.
They have the backpacks?
No. But me and JoJo did.
Good.
We had the full outfit with like the proton packs, everything.
That's amazing.
So we go to the Chemo Theater and the whole time it's like, ooh, we're filming and
Bobby.
There's like creepy shrine built to Bobby. I kid you not that like actors at the theater, like they'll give things to him as like an offering so that their plays will go on and no distractions and nothing crazy. And people are like telling stories about, you know, one time the prop was over here and then it moved on its own.
That's creepy.
Creepy, right?
Yeah.
And so we're in there. It's like pitch black, like nothing going on. So we have the light from the camera. Like, that's it, man. And so we're walking around in the dark.
So by the time you see it, it's too late.
Yeah. So we're on the stage and we're looking and they're telling the story of Bobby Woo, who lives here. And I'm talking to one of the ghost hunters and she's like, I got something. I'm like, stop it. You know? And so she's got a little like Egon meter reading thing.
It's like pieces of metal.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I'm serious. They had like all kinds of equipment. So she's like, I'm picking up a reading over here. And so I walk over there and I'm like looking at this thing. Well, out of the corner of my eye, all of a sudden I see this like little kid.
Oh my gosh, I just got goosebumps. I
want to
cry.
Walk by in the hallway. And so like I look over and I'm like, stop it. Like that, there's no, so I'm like looking around and like Joey's standing next to me. The Southwest Ghost Hunter person is here. Okay, the other one, the cameraman, our crew. Okay, everybody's here. Okay, nobody else is here, right? No, nobody else is here. I'm like, okay. Okay, I'm just seeing things because your mind does stupid things when you're like in that mindset. And so we're walking around and we get to the stairwell. So they're like, all right, come on, balcony. We'll check out the balcony area. It's dark up there. So I go first and I'm walking up and I turn up the corner and there's a little kid sitting on the steps.
Oh my God.
And I jumped like 800 feet in the air and fell back down the stairs. Freaking
That's
out.
Amazing.
So then Joey thinks I'm trying to prank him, but I'm like, no, I saw a little kid. So we run back up the stairs. Little kid's gone.
What?
So I'm like, this is the worst day in the universe of my life. So we keep going, and I kid you not, this little kid popped up like three different times.
Oh my God.
Turns out the Southwest Ghost Hunters and Joey and our dear friend Matt, old man, were in on this, and Matt's kiddo, Noah, was dressed up like with this gnarly, like,
I remember that.
Blood, like face crazy paint. Makeup, face paint. And he had this little like Oliver Twist hat on. So he looked all like 1900s. And there were like trap doors and stuff everywhere in the theater. And so they would place him and I would freak out and then whoop, and gone.
That's amazing.
And it was done so well that it was like scripted and everyone knew about it except for me.
Hey,
I was furious. It was so not funny.
I have a confession to make.
What?
You know how I was working at the cafe when you guys were doing that?
Yeah.
I knew.
No, you did not.
I'm not even kidding. Ah! It's like, that's back when we were like open, like, oh no, it was like, I can't remember. It was like afternoon. And like you two came over, you and Joy came over. You're talking about how you're going to do this thing. And I was like, I was scared for you. I was like, why are you going to go where there's haunted things? And you're like, greater see who is in Mesa. This is no good deal.
Right?
I was like, oh, okay. And then somehow, I can't remember. I think it was after. I can't remember if it was Matt or Joey. But like, oh no, it's just going to be Noah, and we're totally just going to like totally prank Steve-O. And I was like, oh,
it was the worst.
I knew.
I'm sure we can. The video, actually, I'm sure we can post to
That's
Facebook.
Great.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll post a video of it. Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Niles.
Okay, so I have a second story. It's not just my sister's. A friend of mine. The day after Halloween, they found out their tree in their front yard, somehow someone had managed to get about 10,000 rubber bands up in it.
What?
Yeah, it looked to be about 10,000 rubber bands. And they also TP'd the tree.
See?
It took them like several days to get all of it down.
That's lame.
That's like too much. Yeah, that's crazy. Insane craziness.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people go to serious lengths to prank others. Obviously, as evidenced by the crazy haunted chemo thing.
Should I post both?
That still brings
one in.
Sure, why not? One is really where it's like crazy. The second one is when it's like surprise. So yeah. Yeah. No.
Just post the link.
Yay, we found it. So facebook.com/mystaticradio. This is a few years old.
See, like I didn't do pranks because I was like a good child and I was too afraid of like getting in trouble. So
right.
The worst I did was for my family on April 1st. It's not going to be good. It's going to be really lame. I put red dye in the water and made it look like Kool-Aid. And then they all started drinking. And they're like, oh. I was like, how's it taste, guys? And they're like,
oh.
It tastes fine. So I was like, ha-ha, it's just water with food coloring. And that was the extent of my brilliance with pranks.
Wow.
I'm just a nice person.
Wow.
I am.
Yeah, but I'd rather have that prank than say having to go change my pants because I was terrified and they scared me so badly at the chemo theater.
Okay, I'll make you some Kool-Aid.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Static.
Hey, man.
I got a good one for you.
All right.
And I just thought of this one because I'm like, girl was just saying, you know, she never did anything because she didn't want to get in trouble and all that. That was me. Well, I had my dad's wife at the time. Her cousin was pregnant. So we all concocted it on April 1st that I'd gotten my best friend at the time, that we'd gotten her pregnant.
Oh.
We had her friend do the whole pregnancy test. My dad's wife at the time, quote-unquote, found it in my bedroom. It was just this whole long ordeal. My dad and I almost went fist to cuss over it and everything. I mean, it was intense.
Why do we think these are funny? No, like, why dude. Do we... Like, at the time, it's like, this is going to be hilarious. Gosh. And almost...
I still think it was hilarious.
Almost split a family in half.
All of us just started crying here due to the...
Amazing.
Yeah, no.
Amazing. My dad scared us and pranked us and all that my whole life. That's the one time I've ever really gotten him back. Okay. And it took like six of us to do it. So I'm proud of that.
There
moment.
You go. The moral of the story is, if you're a dad, maybe we shouldn't be pranking our kids, because I'm that dad. I'm so that dad. Great. Great.
I'm dreading what my daughter's going to do to me in the future. I get her all the time.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah.
You can't pull a prank about pregnancy.
No, that's crazy.
No, dude.
I mean, obviously it worked out. They're still,
Still family.
They're still family.
Yeah.
So it worked out. Yeah. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste. And I guess that's it for us. 9:45 now?
Crazy.
All right.
You
Friday.
Okay?
Tomorrow's Friday.
It is.
I am.
After that, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
And
you
are. Sunday will follow.
Yes.
It's
this
very
is true.
Exciting.
This is true. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. If you miss a part of the show, we podcast it every day at mystaticradio.com/mornings. And if you missed any of the crazy pranks, facebook.com, check it out. In fact, we posted the video of the haunted chemo up there. You can check that out as well.
Indeed.
Coming right back, some Anchor and Braille and Mute Math. That's it for us. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.